I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. We're going to go back to the subject of the elections in Iraq for a moment. David Hurst is the longtime Middle East correspondent for Britain's Guardian newspaper and author of the book The Gun and the Olive Branch, The Roots of Violence in the Middle East. Writing in the Los Angeles Times this week, he says Iraq's Arab neighbors are deeply troubled by one aspect of the election in Iraq on Sunday. Everyone expects the winners to be Shiite Muslims. We spoke earlier. He was on the island of Cyprus. David, there are two branches of Islam, Sunni and Shiite. The Shiites are in the majority in Iraq. Many Sunnis have disavowed the whole electoral process there. So you write that the Shiite are going to run a key Arab state for the first time in centuries. Now, what is it that is troubling about that in the region?
Well, first of all, it's troubling, of course, to the Sunni minority in Iraq, which has traditionally run the country for centuries, in fact. The Sunnis not merely ruled the country, but under Saddam increasingly ruled it in a very despotic manner. Now, this historic anomaly is about to be corrected. This worries other Arab regimes because traditionally the rulers of most Arab countries hail from the Sunni majority in those countries.
So is the concern on the part of these Arab countries that their own Shiite populations are going to be inspired by what happens in Iraq to start making more demands?
King Abdullah of Jordan has been the most outspoken about it. He said that we risk what he called the emergence of a Shiite crescent of Arab governments or Arab movements stemming from Iran through Iraq, Syria to Lebanon, and threatening to destabilize the Gulf. He put this in the context of Iran, and that's what a lot of Arab rulers do, because they think that the Shiite victory in these elections and further developments later on will give Iran a strong foothold in an Arab country, namely Iraq. This is, in my opinion, and in the Arab commentators' opinion, something of a kind of scare tactics. I think that their main worry really is not just the Shiite factor as such, it's the demonstration of democracy at work in an Arab country.
All sorts of commentators have written about these elections, observers, people who've been there to see, and say it looks really flawed. It's going to be a complete mess. It's a terrible election. But you're saying people in the Arab world are looking at it and saying, hey, it's pretty good.
Well, relative to what they have got themselves, of course it's a flawed election, but there is a degree of freedom of choice, a possibility of rotation at the top, just as there was in the Palestine election. Of course, we knew the outcome in advance in Palestine, but nonetheless, there were genuine opposition candidates with freedom to publicize their standpoint. There is greater degree of democratic self-expression in Palestine and Iraq than there is almost anywhere else in the Arab world today, a possibility of a change of government at the top through electoral process. It's unimaginable that King Abdullah or Bashar al-Assad would be removed from power.
In Jordan and Syria?
Yes, or Mubarak in Egypt. I mean, he's about to run for the fifth term at the age of 76.
David Hurst is Middle East correspondent for The Guardian newspaper and the author of the book The Gun and the Olive Branch, The Roots of Violence in the Middle East. His op-ed piece on the Iraq election ran this last Sunday in the Los Angeles Times. David Hurst, thank you for joining us.
Welcome.